All right, just a few quick announcements here before we get to the world record price for a Cyber Beast sold on SOMO. First off, I am headed to LA to film my Pontiac GTO on Jay Leno's garage, so be sure to stay tuned to this channel. I will have some behind-the-scenes video of that. I don't know when it will be released. I expect in the next 6 to 8 weeks, but that should be a lot of fun. Then also, RM Sotheby's is looking for consignments for Monterey. So if you have anything that you would like to be considered, reach out to one of RM Sotheby's amazing car specialists, or you can shoot me a note directly, gstanley@rmsotheby's.com. Okay, this is a call out to my listeners. I do not have a lot of sponsors for this podcast on purpose because I don't want to waste your time with products I am not crazy about. Well, I do have two that I am crazy about. The first one is LLC TLC. This is where you can save money on your car registration. Every year, you can set up a Montana LLC and pay no sales tax on your vehicle purchases, which is really amazing. Now, you can also permanently register your classic cars in Montana to avoid any annual renewal fees. And as your registered agent, LLC TLC will handle everything for you, so you never have to step foot in Montana to take advantage of this incredible offer. Now, as a listener of this podcast, they are offering 30% off your entire package. Now, to get this, simply go to LLCTLC.com/classic or mention this podcast when you call them directly. My other big sponsor of this podcast is Euro Classics out of Dayton, Ohio. Now, that's Euro Classic with an X.com. If you want to reach them in person, you can reach them at 937-299-1311. Now, this is where I get all of the work done on my Porsche. I just had my GTO in there. My Mustang's been in there. It is the place to go if you want awesome service at an extremely competitive price. So when you go there, just ask for Dale and tell him that I sent you. All right. Hey, it's Greg Stanley with the Collector Car Podcast. I'm excited to have a brand new guest, someone who's never been on the podcast, Colleen Cash. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Greg. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being on. It's exciting because you're president of SOMO, Sotheby's Motorsport, and I have a lot of questions for you. First off, the most exciting breaking news is the results we just had on the Cyber Beast. So if you would, could you give us like an overview of SOMO? We'll go into a little bit more after the Cyber Beast, but just tell us the big result we had and SOMO's, you know, partnership with the consigner and just what just happened in the last week.
Totally. Great question and happy to dive into it. So this is hot off the blocks, but yesterday, Sotheby's Motorsport, we will affectionately call it SOMO going forward for our conversation, and you'll see a new branding scheme roll out in the spring for the business. But we set a world auction record for the highest price fetched at auction for a Tesla, and that was with our sale of a 2024 Cyber Beast, not a Cyber Truck. There is a difference, and we realized $262,500 for a Cyber Beast. Now, that does set the world record for any Tesla sold in a secondary market auction setting, and we're thrilled with the result. As I think everyone who's following the space knows, as of about six weeks ago, Cybertrucks, these are sort of your baseline optioned models, started hitting the secondary market waves. Many of our competitors started to sell them. And in all candor, Sotheby's Motorsport sort of said, okay, let's learn a little bit here. We know that production numbers are going to be bigger on certainly more of these baseline models. Right. And we wanted to see what was happening with the market. And frankly, on those standard trucks, we're seeing them drop almost by 10% each week, more or less. So they fetch some big numbers pretty early on, into the 200s even in one or two sales. But very quickly, they started to fall from a price perspective. And we had a consigner who has a great relationship with Sotheby's Motorsport. And, you know, we might be an online player, but like many in this space, this really is a relationship business. And they have a lot of trust in us and in our team, in our platform. And they said, okay, we have a Cyber Beast. And we all had to sort of say to ourselves, okay, what is a Cyber Beast? How does that compare to a Cyber Truck? And just some top level, you know, specs. Yes, it has sort of special stamping, which is a three-headed dog on the back, which denotes that it is a Cyber Beast versus a Cyber Truck. I think that's important. You know, 834 horsepower versus more or less 600, 0 to 60 in 2.2 seconds flat. I mean, it is a beast. It is aptly named. And it was truly, you know, among the first delivered in the continental United States. And we were able to work in such a way, super nimbly with our team, to get this thing launched, you know, within days of delivery to the consignor. And that was really, you know, a unique opportunity. I often say auction is a game of minutes. And I think with particularly this make and model, it certainly was a game of days and minutes. We knew if our consignor was having theirs delivered, others were being delivered stateside, sure. Right? Yep. To others who had early orders in. So we were really thrilled to get this live and to achieve the result we did. We saw competitive bidding. We actually ran it no reserve, which was, you know, another interesting story to add to this unique story of the car and the truck itself. We more than tripled the starting bid. We started the bidding at $75,000. We saw early entrance. I often say bid early, bid often, and our buyers and bidders did. So we have a great buyer on the line who, you know, now has a fantastic truck, the first to auction. That has real intangible value, right? That's provenance. I laugh right. That, you know, someday you and I, 20 years from now, will be at Moto Miami and there will be this beast. Right. And right, I look forward to seeing it on greens around the car world as it sort of enters the canon of what was happening at this moment in 2024 when these exoskeletons started hitting our streets.
Yeah. No, it's really great timing, especially to have you on right now, because I've been wanting to have you on to talk about Sotheby's Motorsports overall, but then obviously we have this record sale and it makes a lot of sense for all of this to come together. So if you would kind of talk about SOMO a little bit, you know, how did it start? How is it differentiated from other online platforms? Because I've been a big fan of some of these online platforms in that I wish I created it, because they don't have a lot of skin in the game. Sure. You know, like they don't handle title transfers. They don't do money transfers. You know, they say these cars are quote unquote sold, but you don't really know, because unless you're facilitating the title transfer, now this is a totally different game, correct?
Exactly. And look, I mean, what an amazing behemoth the online market has become in the past 2, 3, 5 years with some of the major players. And they have added a lot of liquidity to the market. They have surfaced a lot of trades, and that's good. I am all for a frothy competitive ecosystem. But what Sotheby's Motorsport, SOMO, is doing differently is that we are in it from the beginning to the very end. So we work with our consigners from all things consignment focused, photography, inspection, getting the listing live. And likewise, we work with our buyers, frankly, until that truck is in their driveway. And that is a difference between us and some others in the marketplace, in that we are an end-to-end solution. And we are the brainchild between RM Sotheby's and DuPont Registry Group. And I think because we are uniquely sort of parented in a joint venture structure between, you know, a best-in-class sort of traditional auction entity and another heritage brand with DuPont Registry Group, where, you know, there are just depths and depths and decades of relationships in the dealer side, the editorial side, the online ecosystem side, right? We take sort of the best of the inventory channels out there and the best of online eyeballs and millions of unique visitors a month, and we put them together into Sotheby's Motorsport, and it's a really unique, you know, venture. So the business stood up in August. I'm relatively new. I joined the team in February of 2024. It's been an incredible few months. You know, we are selling a lot of cars. We're selling cars at an average price point well above $200,000. That also sets us apart from our competitors, where they're trading, you know, $30,000, $40,000 from an average transaction value. We're moving really high value cars with consistency on a daily, weekly basis to buyers in the trade, private clients across the nation. And we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's a big differentiator. I know, you know, some of the other online have quote-unquote auction specialists, but they don't really hold your hand through the sale. You know, I call it a dating service, you know. So,
yeah, sure.
You know, it's kind of like the old dating game show. They link you with someone who has agreed, quote-unquote, to buy your car, and they give you an email address, and you're off to fend for yourself, basically. You know, in our scenario, it seems much more, you know, client-focused. They want to make sure the deal gets done. And what I also love is if for some reason the deal does not happen, like say, you know, it doesn't meet the reserve, are your folks are on the phone trying to get that done by the follow-up or the second tier bidders, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's sort of a lot of the best practices that I'm working to bring into the team. So I come actually from the art world of all places, you know, cut my teeth in traditional auction houses, always on the business side of things, sort of building, you know, the strategy, the operations around auctions. And that's exactly right. So we are on the phone, not only with underbidders in the event of a reserve not being met, but we're also talking to our bidders, right? We are building relationships. And I think, you know, that is important even as we continue to scale. We want to know what people are looking to add to their garages. And again, given the price point that we are operating in, these are typically, you know, a second, third, fourth car. Maybe it's a car for a second home. Maybe it's going to be a Sunday driver. It could be a daily driver too. But when we have those conversations with these clients, we learn so much more about what they're collecting and why. And that allows us to make more deals, right? We can sort of match make based off of those conversations. And to the point of working with our sellers, you know, if we are unable to get a reserve met at auction, and I have to say we're selling, you know, upwards of 86% of all cars. We have a pretty high sell-through rate right now from March and into April. We will do all we can on the back end to get that car sold. And we have a pretty good success rate with that too.
Yeah. And it's a really good sweet spot. So, you know, it seems to be, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're looking at high-end luxurious or exotics, you know, that maybe can't get into like an Arms Sotheby's Monterey sale. So one example I'll use is, you know, we'd love to have a gated shifter Ferrari 430, you know, so that's a great car. Now, if it has 20,000 miles, I'm not going to get it into Monterey. If it has 3,000 miles, I can, right? And so where's a home for that car that's still awesome? It's still great. It seems like SoMo's a great place for that. As you said, it might not be, you know, a $3 million car, but it's still something that people really desire, want, and there's an online home for it.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, right, you know, we have an 100% sell-through rate with Ferrari 812. So we have an 812 GTS on the site right now, reserve met at $525,000, and the bidding is continuing. So that's exactly right. You know, I think we see SoMo as an alternative channel for anyone, say a private client. Yeah, you can go back to the dealership. You're going to get a massive haircut. We can connect you to a retail buyer. And right. That's a unique right. opportunity. And we like to say, you know, we can give that high level of service that clients become accustomed to having, you know, sold their classics or their really unique and rare, you know, makes and models through the likes of an RM Sotheby's. And we will give you that high caliber of service for those, to your point, those makes and models that might not be a best fit for Monterey or for Moda or for some of these other in-person sales. So absolutely, we definitely are filling that hole in the market. We are with our clients from the beginning to the very end. And we're also providing a lot of marketing support. So we are increasing our volume daily and weekly. We are not yet a super wide ocean, and there's a real benefit to that. We give every individual auction dedicated emails, editorial support. You know, as you saw with the Cyber Beast, we were able to just garner a lot of earned press, right? From Forbes to Top Gear to Bloomberg to Business Insider, you know, you name it, they were covering the sale. But again, because of our unique positioning between RM Sotheby's and DuPont Registry Group, we have DuPont Registry News, and there's a lot of great stories behind these cars, because as you mentioned, they might not be, you know, fit for Monterey, but they are fit for purpose in a luxury setting, and one where storytelling is important to the ultimate price you achieve on a car. And we look, you know, for the story in every vehicle, and we have a whole team in place to make sure that story is heard.
Yeah. And also what I love about it is it's not just throwing out a bunch of 911s, right? It's curated, you know? And So even I'm just looking at the website now. I mean, there's a Mercedes-Benz SLS 450, but it's the grand edition, you know, you got a Dodge Viper here, but it's got less than 1800 miles on it. You got a 911, but it's a GT3 RS, you know, there's a 76 911 S Targa, but it's a signature edition in this color combination I've never seen. It's just, you know, it's not only the nice spec that everybody wants, but typically it looks like it's a very high spec car. You know, Carrera S cab, 7-speed, you know, all the stuff. I just look at this and I can't help but drool a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's an abundance of riches, and increasingly so. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, look, we in the online market, we sell a lot of Porsches. We sell a lot of Ferraris. But our audience is more eclectic than I would have even known coming into the game just a few months ago. We've sold a 6-wheel Jeep. You know, we sell a lot of Bentleys. We sell a lot of Rolls Royces. We have, I think, our grasp and our reach and scope from sort of that online ecosystem perspective. We sell a lot of these cars that you would expect expect to sell well given their high options, their extremely low miles, their, you know, pristine conditions. But we do have a bit of an eclectic mix, and that makes it fun because we are able to put up, you know, for example, a Hummer EV, we've sold three of them. Two in my time in the past 2 months. So we really are able to match make with some unique cars with our vast audience.
So walk us through. So say we have someone that would like to list a car or buy a car. And I know, you know, if you're listing, I thought it was extremely cheap, honestly, $199, but that includes photography, which blew my mind. Just walk us through that a little bit.
Totally. And hey, you know, I'm glad to share with your listeners, to list a car right now with Sotheby's Motorsport, it is actually free to our consigners. So if you have anything you're interested in selling now, you know, the time is nigh. We'd love to chat with you about it. But yes, again, being a full service entity, and that really is something we believe firmly in, we do provide photography and inspection reports for all vehicles. Now, if you're a dealer or if you're a private collector who has professional photographs, happy to use them, happy to, you know, use inspection reports you have or a seller's disclosure form, but we really do provide that level of service for each auction. That means there are physical eyes on these cars twice. I think that's important, you know, given the sort of sight unseen nature in most cases for these online sales. We do make sure that we provide our buyers with a robust amount of information so they feel good about this purchase. You know, you can get in touch with us in any number of ways. We have an online vehicle submission form where you can put in your VIN, put in your make and model, boom, it will come to a member of our sales team. We do have a sort of distributed sales team across the United States, from Scottsdale to Kansas City to Southern Florida. They're really all over the place. And you'll get to know one of our salespeople, again, to the point of relationship business. If you come back and sell a second or a third car with us, you'll work with the same person every time. I think that's important, right? I mean, people come to know you, Greg, in your work at RM and your colleagues, and we operate the same way. We think that's very important. And then once a car is accepted and we agree on all of the terms and the deal is done, right? We agree on the reserve price. If there is a reserve price, we love taking a car. No reserves, certainly. Look at what happened with the Beast yesterday. We also have a buy now channel. So if you are interested in sort of selling through a different mechanism, sort of immediacy, put it up online right now. We'll put marketing behind it as well. But boom, you know, make a sale happen. We can do that as well. Then it enters a listing process. And we have a team, just like the big brick and mortar auction houses, where we actually put together a written and extremely comprehensive listing. So that, you know, has a bit of that color commentary about the vehicle, all of the spec information, hundreds of photographs. We put that all together. All of our sellers have the chance to review that. And then the auction is live. Typically, we run auctions in 7 or 14 day cycles. For the Cyber Beast, given the market volatility we've seen with Cyber Trucks, we decided a 7 day auction made the most sense. Yeah. And we were very happy with that. We just think 14 days, that's a long time in this game, in this industry, and a lot can happen. So we sort of felt let's do 7 days and see where we land. So 7 or 14 day auctions. And again, you know, throughout that process, we are working on your behalf to sell that car. We are talking to buyers, talking to bidders, talking to past bidders of similar makes and models, working, you know, all of our channels to get the most likely to bid players in that game for you. And then on sort of the buy side, it's as simple as that, right? People find us through any number of ways. They find us through DuPont Registry Group, through RM Sotheby's, organically, through searching. They might know about us. You know, we have, you know, tens of thousands of users on our site daily, weekly, monthly. So we have a really nice Gulf Stream of people coming and looking at our listings and engaging. You know, we do have a comment section as well, which is an important feature of this online market. I find it an interesting one. Again, coming from a different industry, though related to auction, it's nothing that any player in the fine art side of the world has adopted, but certainly the community aspect cannot be undersung in this game. And, you know, if you look at our Cyber Beast auction, we had a really nice number of dialogues going on there between certain bidders, but also people who were just, you know, fans, wanted to see what the action was going to look like. So, you know, but bidders, they come in, they bid, they buy. The next day, if not the same day, they will get what's called a buyer's kit, all of the documentation, information required for payment, you name it. And like I said, we're there through the bidder end. So we will work on buyers' behalf to get them shipping quotes, and we will make sure that car arrives in pristine condition. And we're with them, like I said, until they put that key in or go in with the fob and get that car started and go out on their first drive.
Now, you manage title and funds?
We do title and funds, and it's not a business for the faint of heart, but we do feel it's important. You know, we have a majority of our clients are private clients. As I mentioned, it's not their first rodeo buying a car. So, you know, they're pretty well versed in the process. But given that we work across state lines, we feel it's important that we are there to facilitate that. So we do both title and funds.
Do you have to have the title in hand before the auction starts or a copy?
Yes. So we do take that title in hand along with the power of attorney so we can, you know, transfer it on their behalf. Again, that's an important part of our process. You know, we like to ensure it's white glove for all parties, and having that POA does allow us to do all the nitty gritty administrative stuff. And that way we can keep the upside strictly for our sellers.
It's so funny because I had a client, and when we weren't doing online stuff, he was really upset because when we did do some online stuff, he was treated so well. And he's like, I gave you the, you know, the title. I didn't have to worry about it. When it sold, I knew it was all handled.
Yep.
You know, that's what
exactly.
He wanted. You know?
Exactly.
And that's something that's really, really important. Okay. So what are the fees? What are the fees from a consignment?
So what are the fees? So right. Exactly right now for consigners, come to SOMO. It is free for you to consign. And that really was an act of, I think, sort of good faith in the amazing growth we've seen in the last couple of months. You know, inventory is key. And there's always this catch 22 in the auction business, particularly for a new platform, of you need bidders, but you also need the inventory to get the bidders. So, right. So for us, we're in an inventory focused mode right now. You know, we're thrilled with the sell through rates we're seeing. As I mentioned, they're well into the 60, 70s, 80% in the past couple of weeks. And, you know, even this week, and great inventory begets great inventory. So right now on the consign side, free to do business with us at SOMO. On the sell side, we have a 5% buyer's premium that is currently capped at $12,500. And we thought long and hard about that. You know, that is a vast discount versus the buyer's premium that any of our clients are paying at the brick and mortar auction houses across categories, right? You know, if you go to a Sotheby's or a Christie's or a Phillips or a Bonhams on sort of the other side of the world, you're paying 20% plus on the buy side. So the car world does have a different fee structure. But we did feel that 5% of the hammer with a cap of 12.5, that makes sense given our average transaction value, which is well above $200,000. And it also does speak to our process, which, you know, you are getting a lot of service for that. It will be a painless, headache-free experience, allowing you to enjoy the gamification of the auction, because who doesn't love that? And ultimately that delivery when you get that car.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask you a couple Colleen questions. So
yeah,
before
sure.
I get there, anything else you wanted to cover by for SOMO?
Anything else for SOMO? Great question. You know, the other interesting thing about SOMO is we have an amazing platform. You know, this is proprietary technology built from the ground up, envisioned to be a platform that scales. And what that means is, sure, we do online auctions, we sell cars buy now. We also have just an extremely agile platform that allows us to partner in innovative ways. And one example I would just like to share is, you know, we were an exclusive online auction and live stream partner to the Palm event in Palm Beach last month. And that was really unique. You know, we met with Tara and Scott Schrader, who are the founders of the event, and they were looking for ways to innovate. It was their anniversary year, a decade of the Palm event, and they were looking for additional ways to sort of beef up the Hulk, the scope, the reach. And we thought, well, let's sort of plug in the online world, right? And this is a truly exclusive event, 800 tickets at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. So exclusive on top of exclusivity. And we said, well, what about a live stream? I mean, how many people across the country, the world even, would love a unique window into this really exclusive event? So we did that. We built a live stream. We piped it into the Sotheby's Motorsports site. We also held a concurrent online auction, and two cars were sold alongside the event. We had them on the ground at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, a Porsche 911 Turbo S and a Ferrari 599 Fiorano, both sold. That was awesome. 100% sell-through rate. So a white glove partnership. But above and beyond that, like I said, we were able to use our technology to innovate with our partners and in some ways outside of an auction setting. And we really want to leverage that. You know, I think that the hybrid world, particularly post-pandemic or however many years post-pandemic now, hybridity is important. And I think that as an online platform, leveraging in-person moments and likewise for the in-person convening moments to leverage digital as an additional point of innovation is really of interest and was very effective. And we really look forward to partnering with additional partners for the rest of the year and beyond.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I know we talked a little bit ahead of this call, but it sounds like there might be a couple of cool offerings coming up that you can't necessarily talk about at this point, right?
On our site? Always. Yeah. Well, actually, I can share this. Coming up next week, we will launch the collection of James Gilstrap, who is a prolific collector out of Texas. And he has one of these garages. I mean, talk about pristine, beautiful. You could eat off of the floor. It's like an operating room for just the best of the best. And we are delighted to steward this collection for Mr. Gilstrap. Like I mentioned, he is a collector's collector. He has an absolutely encyclopedic mind for cars, a storied background. He actually, if you can get this, he actually had Elvis Presley open for him because in his past life, he was a musician. Can you imagine that? Wow. And now it's sort of this moment in his life, we will be, you know, working with a good number of cars from his collection. And I think that was a really important growth moment for Sotheby's Motorsport. I mean, Greg, you know this, in the auction world, as auction entities, we are around for different life milestones, right? The four D's, death, debt, divorce, et cetera, right. And other happenings in anyone's life. And for someone to pick up the phone and call SOMO 6 months into our inception, that was a really big moment. So we're really excited to steward that collection. I think that's the right word. It's sort of giving it, you know, giving it the storytelling it needs. So that is hot off the press and coming soon.
Awesome. All right. Well, now I want to know, you're from the art world and now you're in the car world. So were you a car person prior? Do you have some passions about cars? Are you growing that now as you're seeing all these cars every day?
Excellent question. So I come from the art world. I really consider myself an auction person. I have always loved auction. I find it just an amazing intersection of sort of theater and high flying sums of money. And I just love the whole psychology behind what compels someone to put up a paddle, whether virtually or in person, and part with, you know, X hundreds of thousands of dollars for whatever the object is. I just think that's a wild phenomenon. And I've loved being a part of building the business around that. Interestingly, in my personal life, my husband and I own and operate a restoration shop called Legacy Overland out of Connecticut. So in my personal life, I have been, you know, partnering with him in anything from sort of our own secondary market strategy to hiring mechanics, et cetera. And when this opportunity arose to come, you know, and lead SOMO, I just thought, what a unique intersection between what I had been doing on the personal front and the professional front. So increasingly over the years, you know, as I've gotten to know some of these makes and models, and Legacy Overland deals largely in 4x4. So your Land Cruisers, Defenders, G-Wagons, Range Rover Classics, you name it. Increasingly, we're doing more and more sport cars, Porsches, Ferraris, Aston Martins.
Yeah, Safari. You know,
exactly. I have to say, I mean, I have absolutely grown to appreciate them as works of art. I mean, for me, and I'm like a classic girl, I love dealing in these late makes and models and the more modern vehicles, but I love the design languages of yesteryear and, you know, the beauty and the lines and the real sort of crisp vernacular that all of these makes had, say, from the 60s and 70s into the 80s. And I've enjoyed getting to see these cars restored. We have a workshop in Portugal where, I kid you not, there are rusted out chassis of Land Cruisers overlooking the Douro River with like flowers growing out. And to see them go from that to fully restored on the road in the Hamptons or Greenwich or wherever you are has been an amazing journey. And again, going back to what I love about the auction business, like sort of the collector's mindset, we routinely see clients who buy, or, you know, they'll do a bespoke build of a Defender in their birth year, or the car that their father had, or that they just coveted as a young person. And I really love that at this point we're seeing a collector base get to a place in their own wealth generation where they are able to afford these dreams, and they are making real what they, you know, always coveted. That's been a really interesting experience for me to witness and to be a part of. And again, that opportunity at SOMO, combining, you know, I have over a decade plus of both in-person and online auction experience. I most recently ran a global online auction auction company connecting buyers and sellers of fine art across 55 countries. So to come and do that in this car world was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
So now have there been any cars on the site that you're like, maybe I should throw a bid in on that one?
Well, you know, it is funny that Targa you mentioned that's on the site right now, the 911 S Targa Signature Edition in that kind of wild gold color. It's no reserve, right? And hey, who doesn't love a no reserve auction, right? You can throw a couple early bids in there. But particularly when you have proximity to a restoration shop, a car like that makes a lot of sense because the fee structure you pay for any service needed is a little bit different than going to a shop that someone else is running. So, you know, it's funny, in every auction entity I've ever worked in, I always end up making lists. And all I can tell you, I have some lists going, and we need to sell a few more cars before I can go in there and buy one. But I'm very much looking forward to that day.
Awesome. Well, let me know. We'll catch up on a future podcast.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. All right. So if our listeners want to find out more, they just go to Sotheby'sMotorsports.com.
Sotheby'sMotorsport.com. Exactly. It's all there for you, whether you want to consign, you want to place a bid, you want to buy something now, or just see what we're about and engage in our community in our comment section. We have 24/7 online auctions. We close them Monday through Friday. Again, just given the support that we give to each transaction, we want to be there when everything closes to make sure we're on the line and available for our buyer and seller. But we are a 24-hour shop. So we are, you know, here for whatever you might be interested in. We also just love building relationships and connections. We'll be at a lot of the in-person events this year. We're going to be alongside you and your colleagues in Monterey. That will be fantastic, and look forward to being at some other events as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Colleen, for being on the Collector Car Podcast.
Thanks so much, Greg. It was a pleasure.